episode 205, Strategizing Your Success.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? I am so excited you're here. You know, I am actually pacing the floor because there is something about the day today. It is sunny outside. It's bright. I pray you are having a marvelous day. I'm glad you stopped by. Thank you so much. I love it when you do that. It just warms my heart. Welcome, welcome to the family. If you're brand new, yes, I'm glad you found us. We have a lot of fun here at Create Your Now Best Selfie. So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any possible surprises. Every once in a while, I pop in by giving bonuses, and it's not even scheduled because remember, we are a daily podcast. You can actually listen to me daily. How crazy is that? Do you really want me in your ears all the time? Well, I sure hope so because I definitely enjoy it. I have a lot of fun, and you all are part of the family. Now, we have got to get into it because I know the last couple episodes we have been going a little bit over, and your time is precious, and so I don't want to stretch it too much, but we have some very important things to discuss. Today, we are talking about strategizing your success. Now, you may be like, this is not a business thing, is it? Well, if you want to look at it that way, of course you can use it in your business, but this is about strategizing for your life success. Strategizing for, guess what? The new school year is around the corner. Have you looked? It's almost August 1st. Yes, this is actually being released on July 31st on 2015. So if you're listening to this a little bit later, then being on, you know that, oh my gosh, yes, it is. So with all of that, when you have new things coming and new seasons approaching, because as moms and women, especially with children involved, we have seasons all the time, absolutely all the time. And a lot of the time, our lives are run by that. But the crazy thing is we don't plan that way. We plan, and I use the word plan, because we kind of just block things out. Oh yeah, we've got the soccer game here. We block out the evening. Oh, and we got PTO meeting here. Block out the evening. I've got to go to work early because I've got a meeting. Block that out. We're into block scheduling. That's fine and dandy. That helps reserve your time on a daily basis. But the thing is, it doesn't help you sometimes in prioritizing. When people come and ask you, I need you for this, can you give me some of your time? You see, when they ask you for that, you may not be paying them money, but you're paying them in your time. Just as you listen to me now, you are paying me in your time, okay? And thank you. I say it all the time. Thank you so much because that time, you cannot get back. It's so incredibly important. And I really believe that as women, we got to do it a little bit better because we are juggling so much. Even if you're not a mom, okay? If you're listening to this and you're not a mommy, you're juggling things too. Women juggle. We are jugglers, okay? And if you're not a mommy, you're a juggler. You can relate to it, okay? As women, we are that. That's really how kind of God made us. We're the multitaskers. We end up having to do multiple things at the same time. But what happens is that can become very distracting. It takes us away from what we are designed to accomplish within a certain period of time, whether it's months or a year. And sometimes it even distracts us away from who we were created to be. And then we get off track and we wonder, well, why do I feel like crap? And what is it that everything just feels like it's going wrong? The disconnect gets deeper. Yeah, it's totally baffling. So you're going to learn today how you can strategize for your success, okay? Now, if flying by the seat of your pants works for you, then I'm not going to tell you not to do it. However, I used to do that all the time. I kept everything up in my head. I was really good at it. And I still am actually very good at it. The problem with that is my brain is working harder than it really needs to. Why does it need to work that hard? There are so many different tools out there to help me work smarter, not harder. And that's where all of this comes in. You want to be able to begin to work smarter. Use technology for its benefit, not its detriment. Okay? Begin to pull in the reins. Maybe you're used to using a calendar or a planner. We talked about that here just at the beginning. Planners. We plan. We block our time. That works, but does it actually prioritize what you're doing? Is there a strategy? Now, some of you may be saying, okay, you're using the word strategy and plan here. Aren't they basically one and the same? Well, you can look at them that way. But in my personal opinion, a strategy is this. It's more detailed than a plan. It's more focused. It's more direct, if I can speak. It's more comprehensive. It's more specific. And it has defined boundaries. We think a plan has that, but usually there's soft edges around it. Things can sneak in. We can be distracted very easily. But a strategy, you see, your strategy becomes your formula for success. When you're in the military and the Army is going off to war, the Navy is, you've got your military going to war. They don't go in there with a plan. They go in there with a strategy. They know exactly what's going to happen. Or they think they do. And then they have, well, if this happens, then you've got this. Now, sometimes there are a few surprises because guess what? In the war, there are always surprises. But the strategy is well-defined enough that they can go ahead and compensate in the middle of it very quickly. There's very little lost time. And in a war, you definitely don't want lost lives. And so the response is greater. Therefore, the strategy wins. If you look at your life as a strategy versus just a plan, it becomes a shift. You define things more on a deeper level. Why? Because this. Here's your kiss. And we're getting right into it because there's just a lot here to comprehend. Be all in. If you want to strategize for your success, you have to be all in. That is your absolute kiss today. Okay? The keep it simple strategy is be all in. And this is how you're going to do it for strategizing your success. Are you ready? Now, if you don't have any pen or paper right now, you're running or you're driving. Oh, please do not write while you drive. Then you can come back and listen to this and fast forward to me about this just a little bit before the 8-minute mark. Okay? Yes, don't you love that? You could just go and there I'm going to be. And you can listen to this from this point on and write down these points, okay? So the kiss is be all in. Number one, you first have to look at the season that you're in within your life. And you say, season? Yes. Think about this. Back in episode 180 and 182, it goes way back. We talk about impact goals. We talk about how to actually define our goals with the smarters, and we'll go over that here in a minute. Those are all great ones to review. If you can't remember, go back and listen to them. But in there, it talks about one of the S's in there is it relevant, or it's actually an R, to the season. Okay, on smarters, it's the bottom R. And is it relevant to the season? And the season is this. Maybe you're in a season of needing to focus on you're a new mommy or going to be a new mommy. And your whole thing right now is you got a baby to take care of. So your time may be family and nurture. Okay? Those may be the seasons that you're in. So if someone was to come to you and say, I need you to come and work in the nursery at church, probably doesn't fit into your season right now. Why? Because you're taking care of your own right now. That's maybe not the right time for you to do that. It doesn't fit in. So it's very easy to make that decision and say, I would love to. I'm sorry. It does not work right now within the season that we're in our family. It's easy. It makes a decision to split. You don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to put them off because it doesn't fit in the season. Maybe you're looking at stability and finances. Maybe that's the season that you're in. And somebody comes up and says, you know what? We really need some people to work with us on fundraising and work on the PTO. And it's going to take about X number of hours. And it is going to require you to do some driving, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, well, already, if you're going to be driving, you're going to be using your own gas, okay, which means more money, okay, that's not in the budget. It may mean more time. And if you're looking at stability and finances, well, then maybe that's not the right time for you. That doesn't mean that you don't want to serve and you can't serve, but you can't serve right now in that capacity. So look at the season that you're in. Maybe you're working on your education and you've gone back to school, okay? A lot of moms now, okay? It's not just about traditional where you graduate from high school and you go right into college. So much now, we've got so many moms and women out there that are going back and furthering their degree. Either they're getting their degree finally. Why? Because life happened before and they became a mommy and that became their season. But now the kids are a little bit older and mom's like, oh, I can do this, right? So that's where you're headed. You're headed back into that season to either finish your degree, to get your degree, or to get a higher degree, which is fabulous. So if that's it, then maybe education is part of your season, okay? Maybe you're working on your relationship with your husband. Maybe things have been just really not settled right. That's a season. So if people are asking you during this time frame, if you're looking at, for example, education, okay, and relationship, and somebody comes up to you and says, you know, we really need somebody, on a weekly basis. We're doing stuff with the kids at the community center up here, and we really could use somebody with your ability to come in and work with them. Okay, but it's from 6 to 9 o'clock twice a week. Your husband and you don't see each other except for those times. So do you think that would be a good time for you, a good way to spend your time away when your season is relationship? Maybe not. The answer to that would be no. That doesn't mean you can't help them. But you see, defining your season just makes it easier. Name it so you know what it is. So the focus is there. Okay, write it down. Keep it in front of you. Yes, I tell you to write a lot of things down. Put a post-it up. Or as I tell you these things, write them down. Make it a screensaver. Put it on your phone. Put it on your computer. Put it in your car. If you drive all the time and you are one who lives in a bigger city and you spend 45 minutes one way in traffic, then put down those thoughts in front of you. Why? Because they're going to remind you every single day. That's what you need to be doing. So number one, season. Define it. Name it. Okay? Have it in front of you. Number two, remember back in episode 203, we talked about writing down those 2 to 3 dreams and goals that fit in your what? Current season. Okay, that's why the season's coming up again. So what you need to do is you need to look at those goals and refine them. And you do that by one, do they fit in your season? Number one question. If you're defining your season as relationship and education, okay, we'll stick to that one for now. If a relationship and education is your key and you have as a dream right now, let's see, what could your dream be? You have a dream to, you want to start a business. Okay, well, does that really fit in with your education and your relationship? Probably not. Now, it depends. Obviously, there are various circumstances. It may fit into the education portion. Does it add to, though, the stress factor? Because if it increases it too much, what happens into the relationship portion of your season? It's going to falter. So it's really important that you look at your goals and refine them. Be sure that they do fit in your season. Okay? Now, once when you have your goals, now mind you, these goals could change. These goals may not be a year goal. We're not just saying this is going to be for 12 months. You may have one goal that you may reach in 3 months, and another goal may take 9 months. Another goal could take 2 years. I mean, if you're working on paying off your house, depending upon where you are in that process, that goal may not happen for another 2 or 3 years. If you're looking, though, at finishing, let's say, your education, and you've already been working on it and you really only have like this school year left, then that's great. Then that's going to be less than a year goal and it's going to happen now. So know that these, the time frames and all this on your goals are going to change. But the key is it's got to fit in your season because you don't want to be distracted away from your seasons that you're in. Okay. Number 3, define your impact goal. Remember in episode 80, go back to it if you're not sure about it, okay? Episode 180, we talked about the impact goal. I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation, okay? Now, that impact goal may be and can be in addition to the other 2 or 3 goals. And I say this because your impact goal, remember, is if that happens, if you accomplish that, then it helps absolutely everything else begin to fall in its place too. That's your impact goal. It's like you got a strike in bowling, okay? It's the main factor here. It's the impact goal. It's the game changer. If you have that, and it may be one that you already had part of the 2 or 3 that you wrote down in the previous episode, but maybe not. Maybe you're like, oh, I forgot about that one. Well, it's back again. So think about it. Think about your impact goal. I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation. All right? So you've got to have that. So number 1, define your season. Number 2, look at your goals and refine them. So refine your goals. Number 3, define your impact goal. We got a lot of fines in this because it is. It's about the fines, the refine, the define. You got to figure out what works. You're going to come up with a strategy. And once when you have it, you're going to be able to make decisions quicker. It's going to take a stress load off of you because it's like, oh, this is where it fits. And if it doesn't fit, you're not doing it. And it's not because you don't want to. It doesn't fit. And that brings us to number 4, break down the individual goals. Now, if you're looking at number 2, refine your goals, you may find out that they don't fit. If they don't fit, it's okay. That doesn't mean you forfeit them. It may mean you put them on the back burner. It may mean, yeah, you do have to throw them out. Me wanting to be an Olympian at my age isn't a good goal right now, probably at all. It needs to be thrown away. And not that I don't have to remember that maybe that was a goal a long, 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 long time ago. But in this day, in this season, and moving forward is not going to work. Now, can other goals or dreams come from that goal? Oh, yes, it can. But the actual goal of saying, I want to be an Olympian is not going to happen. Okay? So that you accept and you move on from it. It's great. It's absolutely refreshing to know because then you don't feel bad like, oh, gosh, I never did that. And I never really looked back on why I never accomplished that. Again, you start with a negativity. Not good. Don't play in those games. Don't go in the ditch like that. So really begin to look at your goals. And if it doesn't fit right now within your season, then you're just moving them to the side. It's okay. They'll come back. They will. I promise you. They come back around. So you've defined your impact goal. 4, break down the individual goals. And this is where you go to episode 182, which we talked about the whole process of how to set up and define your goals. And that's using the SMARTERS, okay, formula. And that is S is specific, M is measurable, A is actionable, R is realistic, T is a time, E is energizing, R is relevant to the season, and S is ultimately what? Success. You want to set yourself up for success. Strategizing your success, it's going to make your life run easier. It allows you to make your decisions more simply. You don't have to sit there and fumble over, gosh, I want to, and you're torn from them. And I don't know about you, but for me, it is so easy. And then the guilt comes in and it's like, gosh, she's my best friend and I really should be helping her. And oh, if I could just do it, surely, yeah, I can squeeze the time in really. But oh man, if I do, and then you're miserable. By the time you're supposed to be helping her and serving with her, then everything else within your season has gone all out of whack. And, you know, whatever your seasons are named, well, then they're kind of messed up again. Now, yes, there's always exceptions to every rule. There always are. But if you stay within these particular boundaries of being able to literally strategize, instead of just planning a day out, you'll spend more time getting done what you need to get done than planning. And I don't know about you, but a lot of us are doing more planning than actually doing, which means we're not living in the present. And we allow ourselves to get bombarded, and then we fall into the cracks and crevices of what we love to do most. And we stay in that comfort zone and don't really get done what we need to get done. And then a year from now, you go back and listen to episode 205, Strategizing Your Success, and you're like, oh, I'm still right where I was when I heard this. That's not where I want you to be. I want you to be able to move forward, and by having a strategy, coming up with something that actually works, that is going to get you to the next level. So go find your season, okay? And I want you to be all in. Just be all in. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see all your success. And I'll catch you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.